It's Thursday, April 1st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern released their 2020 fact sheet on religious freedom in Nigeria. Boko Haram and Muslim Fulani herdsmen, the two Islamic extremist groups there, are the main sources of violence in the African country. During the last quarter of 2020, both groups killed a combined 410 people. The groups caused over 2,800 deaths during the entirety of 2020. Violence in Nigeria's Middle Belt heavily affects Christians there. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nigeria, ranked 9th on the Open Doors World Watch list of countries where it is hardest to be a Christian. Yesterday, French President Emmanuel Macron ordered France into a third coronavirus lockdown in the face of rising cases. Macron closed schools for 3 weeks, as well as non-essential shops, and people cannot travel more than 6 miles from their home. Meanwhile, in Belgium, a judge ruled that the government's COVID restrictions are illegal and will be removed in 30 days. Belgium enacted the restrictions through ministerial decrees instead of through the country's parliament. In a similar story in the U.S., Wisconsin's Supreme Court struck down Democrat Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate. The court ruled Evers acted unlawfully by extending states of emergency without legislative approval. In Minnesota, Democratic Governor Tim Walz responded to legal pressure and removed the state's 50% occupancy limit on places of worship. Eric Cardall, special counsel for the Thomas More Society, said, quote, "The dominoes are falling in favor of abolishing the state's limitations on church attendance. Next, our plan is to similarly abolish all the other states' remaining limitations on church attendance, which have been occurring nationwide," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced this week that the Biden administration will reverse the Trump administration's global focus on religious freedom and pro-life activism. Instead, the administration will promote abortion and the so-called rights of homosexuals and transgenders. Blinken also announced that the U.S. will consider a nation's restrictions on abortion as a human rights violation. Isaiah 5 verses 20 to 21 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed the Election Integrity Act of 2021 last week. Kemp said that the new law is aimed at making elections more secure. The bill adds identification requirements for absentee mail-in ballots, restricts drop boxes, and expands in-person voting. West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice authorized the historic Hope Scholarship Program last week. The program opens education funding to parents who opt out of the public school system. Parents will now have access to about $4,600 per student per year for private education or homeschooling. Last year, 58% of U.S. pastors planned purely online services for Resurrection Sunday, reports Barna. Now, 80% of pastors are planning to meet in their building this coming Sunday with some COVID precautions. 22% of pastors plan to meet outdoors, and 11% plan to meet indoors with no social distancing or masks. Last year, churchgoers whose church switched to online services said they missed taking communion, fellowshipping, and hearing a live sermon the most. Acts 2 verse 42 says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." And finally, the Tennessee State House of Representatives passed a resolution this week to make the Bible the official state book of Tennessee. The resolution notes, quote, "The tulip poplar was chosen as the state tree because, according to the Blue Book, it grows from one end of the state to the other and was extensively used by the pioneers of the state for practical purposes such as the construction of houses, barns, and other necessary farm buildings, similar to how the Holy Bible is found in homes across the state and has been used for practical purposes such as recording family histories," end quote. The bill also notes the Bible's economic impact on Tennessee with multiple Bible publishers located in the state. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.